good morning, and you too, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bells. Here's the good news. And a Monday installment of Not Necessarily the News, where I'm happy to say our news is sourced directly from only the most organic and healthy of growers out there.
Really?
Healthy news.
Is that where our budget goes?
This is why Dan Patrick wants to shut us down. Welcome our worldwide audience on our Hank Facebook Lives, not those kind of growers out there. Our lead story tonight. Taylor Swift took a final boss move over the weekend and regained control of all of her music and rights. So on Friday, she posted, you know, in a very Taylor way, the best things that have ever been mine, finally, actually are. To which Travis Kelce is like, what? I'm over here. I'm cool.
I was going to say, that's a
so, you know, she, Scooter Braun and whatever, he had the whole Taylor Swift original catalog, and then he sold it to Shamrock Capital, which sounds very vague and sounds like a Seinfeld Kramer company. But they've owned it and had all the rights, so that's why she did Taylor's version and re-recorded everything and then released it again, and everybody bought the same music but a different album. Well, now she's bought it all back, and she owns it. So she didn't really need to record it all after all in the end. So no word on exactly how much she paid for it. So that's interesting on this whole story. But turns out that not everything Taylor has lost or broken up with is gone forever. So congratulations, Taylor Swift once again owns her stuff.
All the things. You know, we're all excited about the upcoming wedding between Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez. It's going to be in Venice. I'm sure you've gotten the invite by now, but just be warned that when you arrive, the locals may not be happy to see you. The ultra-rich couple has booked oodles of hotel rooms, as well as almost every water taxi in the town, and completely monopolized the city. A group called Laboratorio Occupado Morion.
That makes sense.
Yeah. They are so mad, they've created a movement with protests. They're criticizing the Amazon mogul and call him one of the most dangerous men on the planet.
I mean, it's not like we haven't been saying.
I mean, he has all those blue trucks. Why does he need the water taxis?
I'm so excited about all this, quite honestly. I'm sure we'll have him on the show leading up to the big nuptials, since we're not invited. Kenny Chesney, over the weekend, kicked off his series of shows in residency there at the Sphere in Las Vegas.
It's round.
This looks really neat, too, when they do all the stuff like that. $2.3 billion to make this thing a sphere. And during Kenny's show, the sound completely cut out. Completely cut out, yeah. So Kenny then led everybody in a sing-along. And living in fast forward. Yeah. How would you feel if you paid good money like that and then all of a sudden the sound goes out and you had to do the work?
I mean, maybe they needed a bigger budget to build it.
Yeah, they just waited 10 seconds and then they restarted it and it works. Amazing.
So summer is almost officially here and it is time for vacation. So why would you rent a hotel or Airbnb when you could own a piece of paradise? Today is your lucky day, as Julia Roberts has listed her Hawaiian estate that features views of the ocean, a gym, infinity pool, a guest home, and so much more. And this property has quite a history. It was previously owned by the piano man himself, Billy Joel. It can be yours for the low, low price of just $29.5 million.
Julia Roberts, star of one movie, Runaway Bride.
Is that a real story?
It's our pick of the week. From the sports desk and the not necessarily the news sports desk, it will be the NBA Finals, Indiana Pacers, and the Oklahoma City Thunder. It will be for the NHL Finals for hockey, Game 1 Wednesday, Florida Panthers, Edmonton Oilers. You're welcome. But this is big for basketball fans. Inside the NBA, which has been like on 23 years on TNT, That's Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley, and they do funny stuff. It was her final one, and they're moving it over to ABC and ESPN. And they signed off, and then they might drop.
And I'm proud to say for the last time, thanks for watching us. It's the NBA on TNT.
Before we go, guys.
Here's Shaq.
Let's get a mic drop.
Mic drop. And then they drop their mics.
Oh.
Yeah. They learned it from us. This thing.
Oh, they,
right
yeah.
here.
You do that well. Gotta be careful. So there's a lot of ways to celebrate your anniversary. Flowers, diamonds, dinner. But the best... And I do like this idea. Maybe with $2 million. A couple in Michigan splurged on a scratcher for their big day and were shocked when a diamonds and gold scratch-off ticket said, hey, you won. They thought it couldn't possibly be real, so they took it back to the store where they made the purchase. The clerk got a message that you need to contact the manager, the lottery commission. It was absolutely true. They plan to buy a house, invest, and set aside money for their children's education.
Fantastic. I hope the same for Bezos and his lovely fiance. They get that before they're away.
Yeah, I don't know.
Some good fortune to shine on him.
She'd be like, what is this? Ugh.
Was sad to see on Friday at the age of 87, according to her family, due to natural causes, hot lips. That would be Loretta Swit, Emmy-winning actress and certainly best known as Major Margaret Houlihan, hot lips, on MASH, passing away at the age of 87. In our Trump news, of course, Elon's black eye will check in on him, make sure he's okay. You know, because sometimes he says it was from playing with his kid, but there are doubts. Also, another Trump news. Yesterday, Trump reposted a conspiracy theory that Biden died in 2020 and was replaced by clones.
What?
Yeah. Then there's also the chance, and Trump said he would look into it, of a pardon for Diddy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
And then finally, one pair of folks that did get a pardon would be Todd and Julie Chrisley. And Todd says he's very, very thankful. He's happy to be out. But his experience in prison wasn't as bad as he, quote, thought it was going to be.
So I think that for me, I haven't had the same effects.
Well, there's always next time. He knows best.
Yeah, I know.
He knows best.